This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. This is your host, John Hagedorn, and I wanted to give you a quick update on the 1001 Stories Network, our sponsors, our Patreon supporters, our listeners, and our reviews. First, 1001 Stories Network is growing by leaps and bounds in listenership, and that's all thanks to you listeners for tuning into our shows and sharing our shows with others. Second, very soon you'll be hearing sponsor messages from me announcing 40% off when you go to legacybox.com/1001. For those of you who have been considering putting those old home movies or photos on DVD or thumb drive to preserve them, this is a great way you can benefit and help to support our show as well. We exist thanks to sponsors and Patreon supporters. So give legacybox.com/1001 a look in the next couple of weeks, and we would appreciate that very much. Third, our Patreon support has doubled in the past year. We have over 260 ad-free episodes on there now for our Patreon supporters, and we appreciate all of you more than you know. It takes a special kind of person to step up with monthly contributions to support creative work. And to each of you, thank you for being there for us. Fourth, we really enjoy reviews. I know that only a few podcast hosts offer a chance for reviews. I'm going to read a few recent ones here. Reviews help new listeners to find us, and reviews are very important to the success and growth of our network. I'll start with 1001 Heroes Podcast. The first one, 5 stars. Fantastic. John, I'm always a day late and a dollar short, but I want you to know I found your podcast about 6 months ago, and they are fantastic. My wife is extremely skeptical, but I turned her on to your site about a month ago, and we both love your podcast. My son and daughter-in-law homeschool, and I'm turning them on to your podcast. I just finished Little Bighorn, 3 episodes. My wife studied everything there was to know about Custer when we homeschooled our children, which are now between 24 and 38 years old, and I can't wait for her to listen to this one. Every millennial in this country should be listening to your show. Keep it up, John. We need you. That one from Finn McShepherd. Thank you for your review. And this one, 5 stars. My go-to podcast for a good story. However it is that John finds the time to put these stories together, we are definitely reaping the benefits. Stories are always interesting, expertly told, and well-produced. Like others, I have found the World War II stories absolutely amazing. I was never interested in World War II history until I started hearing it from John. Thank you, John, and please keep it up. That one from Growler. Thank you, Growler. And this one, 5 stars. Great podcast. Great podcast. Keep the stories coming. E. Jowen Nguyen Noxa. I don't think I'm getting that right, but I tried. We'll just call that IHJ. 5 stars. Fantastic podcast. I really like the history here. Have you considered doing a show on Bob Hoover? Jimmy Doolittle called him the greatest stick-and-rudder pilot who ever lived. In World War II, he escaped from a German POW camp, then stole a German plane and escaped to Holland. That one from Thoafin. And Thoafin, thank you for that. I'm going to check that out. And this one, 5 stars, the best podcast ever. My most favorite one is Defiance Part 1. That is one of the best you've ever made. I can't wait for Part 2. Or Part 3, if you create Part 3. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, G-I-E-A. And this one, 5 stars, 1001 stories. Wow, I like learning history this way. Down from WJCN7. And this one, 5 stars, Rescue Diver 413. One of the only podcasts I listen to. Really great entertainment. That one from Rescue Diver 413. And this one, 5 stars, love this pod. This has become my go-to podcast. It makes the hours I spend behind the wheel fly by. That one from J.J. Knoll. And this one, fantastic podcast, 5 stars. I like listening to old school radio shows or having a family member tell you a story. I wait weekly for new shows, and I especially love the series on Earhart, along with anything on Area 51 or Aliens. I love the show. Keep up the great work. Down from M. Grace, 27. And M. Grace, right now I am working on a follow-up episode on UFOs with Neil Nixon in the UK, and he's going to give us the UK perspective on UFOs, and we're going to give some opinions on the intelligence report that's supposed to be coming here out of the U.S. in a couple of weeks. So keep your ears tuned for that one. This one, 5 stars, very enjoyable and informative. I'm going out west this summer and plan to visit the site of the Battle of Little Bighorn. I wanted to familiarize myself with the battle a little more, so I searched for podcasts about it. Most just gave the basics, but 1001 went super in-depth. It was by far the best I found. I listened to those 3 episodes about 4 or 5 times now. I've since become a regular listener and look forward to each new episode, while also continuing to catch up on older ones. That one from BenQ72. Thank you, Ben. And here are some recent reviews for 1001 Classic Short Stories and Tales. 5 stars. Simple and straightforward. If you enjoy leafing through old anthologies of English literature, this is the podcast for you. Mr. Hagedorn provides a brief biography of an author who works in the public domain. He reads their story without interjecting personal comments or forcing an interpretation, and allows the listener to form their own opinion regarding the story. I appreciate this. Thank you. That from KAWIG4TR. And this one, 5 stars, intelligently read. Close your eyes and travel to another place and time. D/WJB. Thank you. And this one, 2 stars. Story's great, narrator not so great. Narrator does not bring any life to these wonderful stories. It sounds like he's just reading the news. That one from 114, Edison. And this one, 5 stars. Love 1001 Classic Short Stories. John has a great selection of so many classics. Have listened to many fantastic stories. Keep up the great work. That one from Sean, New York. And this one, 5 stars. Catching up on the classics. Truly a wonderful way to listen to these classic stories. And this one, 5 stars. Very enjoyable. These classic stories were a great listen at the end of the day. So relaxing. And here's a view for 1001 Stories for the Road. 5 stars. Simply the best storyteller. John has the best collection of stories and classic stories. Really enjoy every Sunday when new chapters are released. Looking forward to Mr. Standfast's conclusion. A great book. That one from Sean, New York. And this one, 5 stars. Excellent when the story is good. I loved both Tarzans, Huck Finn, and some others, but it seems the worst choices are also the longest. How many more weeks is Mr. Standfast going to drag on? So little real plot development comes through on books like this one, when it has to be chopped up into like 1,000 pieces. And so on and so on, but let me get to the last sentence. But thank you for your overall effort, sir. You are to be commended for your work. That one from Guitar Bird. And Guitar Bird, we just wrapped up Mr. Standfast, which had a great dramatic ending. I hope you did stick with it. I'm considering so many great options for the next story. I'd like to share them with you. I have not picked one yet. It's getting, and the deadline is approaching, for me anyway. But we're working on that. One I've been thinking about is to do Murder on the Orient Express by Agatha Christie. But I do have a few others in mind as well. And you'll know soon. Thanks for being a good listener. And this one, 5 stars, can't wait till Monday. I used to not be a big fan of Mondays for the usual reasons. Now it's become one of my favorite days. The 1001 podcasts come in. I'm subscribed to them all. Your voice is very pleasant, and I really enjoy most of the books and stories that you read. And I'm a big fan of Anne of Green Gables. Thank you so much for your podcast, E.V. Bex. Thank you, E.V. Bex. And this one, 5 stars, simply the best. I wait for each week's installment like a little kid waiting for Christmas. What a great podcast. That one from Philip D.A. And this one, 5 stars, 1001 Stories for the Road, my favorite of all podcasts. Great stories, read by the best, Mark Snyatt. Thank you, Mark. And that brings us to 1001 Sherlock Holmes Stories and the Best of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Reviews, 5 stars, thank you, John. Sherlock Holmes stories are so enjoyable, and John's narration is well done. Keep up the good work. I highly recommend your podcast. That from Jing Zhao, 98. And this one, 5 stars, 1001 Sherlock Holmes Stories. My review of these stories is a very positive one. While I do miss the sound of a true British accent of the narrator, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's stories never disappoint me. I've collected every narration of every version offered in the public domain, and I'm a very happy listener. Boy, that says a lot. Thank you very much. That one from Arlen, 0210. And this one, 5 stars, long-time listener. So enjoy all of the 1001 series. John feels like a familiar voice of a friend. Often browse new stories, but seldom find any as well done as yours. Would love to hear A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court in the longer series format at your 1001 Stories for the Road. Keep up your wonderful work. It's a fine gift for many listeners. Thank you. Down from Moosey Mama. And here are a few reviews for 1001 Ghost Stories and Tales of the Macabre. 5 stars. Love this podcast. I just listened to the episode Endings, A Ghost Story. Thank you, John, for sharing this wonderful story. I had never heard of it before, and I loved it. Thanks for all your hard work on all your podcasts. Down from JZ98. And 5 stars. Good time. I really enjoy this podcast. It's a great break from my serious history and political pods. Every story is well presented with good production values. Most importantly, these stories are very compelling. Down from Papa Lens. And this one, 5 stars. Great podcast. I found this podcast just 2 days ago, and I'm already hooked. I love the family of the Vordalak. Keep up the good work. I look forward to more thrilling stories. Down from R. Craig. Thank you also very, very much for taking the time to send us reviews. They're greatly appreciated, and like I've said so many times before, they help new listeners find us. Thanks to all of you for being a part of the 1001 Stories Network. You're all the people who keep me going. I enjoy sharing great stories, and I enjoy sharing great literature, and I enjoy sharing old radio shows as well. I guess you've already figured out one of my favorites over there at 1001 Radio Days, that being yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Absolutely love that show. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Stay safe, and we'll be back soon.